Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The latest with Nick Chubb, we'll find out if he actually ends up going to the Texans. Right. Seems like all signs are pointing towards yes there. Ian Rappaport on Good Morning Football earlier today with the latest update. Here we go.
Actually, before the draft, it seemed the Browns were in discussions with Chubb to bring him back for another season. Those talks did not come to fruition. The Browns eventually turned to the draft to fill the void of Chubb. The door was still open, but it certainly seemed like both sides would be open to moving on. Then the Texans stepped in, began talks with Chubb. He is now going to visit the Texans today. He is going to take a physical. Assuming he passes that physical, which he should, he will sign a one-year deal to pair him with Joe Mixon for what should be one of the more fascinating backfields in the NFL.
Well, yeah, they're basically just taking a bunch of AFC North guys and putting it as their backfield now, which we'll see how that works out. Actually, you know, in talking about the idea of whether it works or will not work for Nick Chubb, there's a part of me that's really scared by C.J. Stroud's shoulder injuries right now. And we talked about injuries with Darius Garland. This is not the same thing. But remember, C.J. Stroud had that injury that impacted him at Ohio State. And then this offseason, like, he removed himself from the voluntary portion of OTAs. He was that bothered by this shoulder problem that they're being very, very vague about. Quarterbacks and starting pitchers in baseball, I get worried when you have shoulder problems. And so I don't know that C.J. Stroud is going to be the same C.J. Stroud. Year two was way worse than it was. Year one was amazing. Year one was awesome. Year two was not anywhere in the same ballpark as that. New OC. I'm worried about what's going to happen over there, but I don't know that Nick Chubb necessarily is going to be the answer. But I think a lot of people's first thought, Daryl, was, all right, Nick gets to go play for a title contender, gets to go play for a playoff team. We can debate whether the merit's there or not. I contend the Texans aren't going to be as good of a team this year, but at least he's playing in meaningful games leading up to it.
Yeah, I understand the frustration that Browns fan has today. I'll be honest, I don't share in it, and I think part of
it... So you're not frustrated in the slightest bit?
No, because I knew it was coming.
I mean, it's okay when you get hit...
I'm not blindsided by it one iota.
I know, but it's okay when you get hit by a truck to say, like, this stinks, I got hit by a truck. You know? Like,
yeah.
Even though we were talking about it, and we've talked about the idea that Nick Chubb wouldn't be on this roster anymore. I mean, Albert with us a couple weeks ago said at this point he is more name than game. Kevin Stefanski was in the studio with Ken and Anthony and all but told everyone Nick Chubb wasn't going to be on the team anymore. But there's a difference between saying that and then seeing... Oh, he's meeting with other teams now.
Well, and the thing too is Jerome Ford restructured his contract, took a pretty significant pay cut for Jerome Ford, right?
Yeah.
And then obviously they draft Junkins and Sampson.
Yeah.
The writing's on the wall. Well, Nick Chubb is not coming back. So I guess maybe that's why I'm not as passionate as Browns fans are right now in the anger toward Andrew Berry for not keeping Nick Chubb a Cleveland Brown through the duration of his career, because And I admit, maybe I'm just numb to guys coming and going over the years. Mm-hmm. And it is an absolute rarity in pro sports. It doesn't matter whether it's baseball, basketball, hockey, football. Guys starting and ending their career with one team, that just rarely happens these days. And considering the injuries that he's coming off of, right? Knee sewn back together for the second time in his life.
Second major injury, yeah.
Coming off a foot injury as well. struggled to get 3 yards on a cloud of dust last year, did not look like the same player. Now, obviously, this offseason, he's on the Instagram posting the videos, he's jumping the boxes and squatting the 500 and all that.
Which was probably his way of auditioning himself for other teams.
Right, 100%. And look, these are things that he was doing in previous offseasons when he was healthy as well. So everyone's like, Nick Chubb is back. Look at the IG and the squatting and the jumping the boxes. He looks fine and
healthy.
We got
a lot of comments for Shador when he runs hills in Akron, but Nick Chubb, it's all right.
No, I'm got a lot of attention, positive attention. So I'm going to have to disagree with you. Fans were going bonkers. Like, you got to bring Nick Chubb back.
That's,
look at these videos.
No, that was my quick point. I don't want to stay on it, but the point was is that when Shador runs hills in Akron, people are like, geez, can this guy do anything without posting it? But then Nick Chubb posted, and everyone's like, yeah, you go, Nick Chubb. You're a leader.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You got to remember, I come from the defending Shador side of things.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that.
You got to remember
that. You're the... The shishill is that's
shishill.
Yes, you're the shishill.
I've never been called a shill for anything in my life.
It feels good. Yeah, there
it
you
feels
go.
Good. I was very close. Thank you. That's what we like to live in, the shaboom.
Not only is it an alleged bully free week for Mac, if that's what it has to be, then well, I just have to direct it at you.
Well, that's okay. I can take it down.
Okay,
it's okay.
So, but I am saying yes, and oh yes.
Yeah, you've started it now. This is going to be all day, and that's fine. 216-474-92. So why is it that fans are upset though? Like, why is it that fans are mad? And I'm trying to put myself in the fans' shoes. Like, even though it almost feels like you have like a couple friends, and they're they just seem like everything's always rocky with them, but they still stay together, and at the end of the day, they're still together. But then finally. Finally, they end up having the divorce, and there's a permanence attached to it. You know, like you can threaten divorce, you can threaten leaving, but until the papers are actually signed, it doesn't actually become real for a lot of people. And I feel like today it just kind of became real for a lot of people, a lot of the fans at least, that were maybe still holding out hope, even though me and you know how this has gone down and know how this has been shaped for a very long time. Now, what's interesting in that rap sheet report, and Daryl, this is something I did not know.
Right.
I did not know the Browns were interested before in March. I didn't know they were having conversations and the two sides were trying to find some way to bring Nick Chubb back. That is a new little wrinkle to all this, because at least they figured out before the draft what they needed to do so they weren't left empty-handed come draft time. And they were able to take the two running backs and set themselves up.
Well, and again, it's from Andrew Berry's perspective, it is a tough line to walk here. And it's going to be interesting to see what the actual terms of this contract with the Texans are.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, how many incentives is, I'm guessing there's going to be yardage incentives. I'm guessing there's going to be games played incentives, right?
Well, is it just a throwaway type contract where it's a couple million dollars and he's expected to do a couple plays here and there, but not really doing that much?
Right. And so I think that is a part of this. And I certainly don't want to speak for Andrew Berry, but going all the way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back to the combine, it was crystal clear that based on comments that Berry was making, even back then in late February, Chubb's days as a Brown were over. He just could not come out and say it, both out of respect to Nick Chubb, but also at the same time, if you just come out and say, yeah, we're not bringing Nick Chubb back, you know what the fan reaction immediately is going to be. And also, too, at that point, you don't want to slam the door and speak in absolutes because anything can happen.
Well, so that's the odd part about this rap sheet report, though, is the idea that they were meeting in March and they were having these conversations and they thought that something could potentially materialize. And at some point it did break down. Now, do you think that was Nick Chubb asking for the sun, the moon, and the stars? Like, I've defended Nick in many ways because right. I think it's an awful thing that his career earnings with the Browns is about $37 million.
Right.
You know, Jedrick Wills has made just about as much money as Nick Chubb has made in a Browns uniform. And I think that's awful. So, like, did he just get fed up with that? Was he like, this is more me wanting to make more money, and it didn't end up that way?
Well, fair
or was
or
it
not.
The Browns saying, no, we don't want to do this anymore?
Well, fair or not, that's just the... unfortunately, how running backs are treated in the NFL.
Yeah, no, it's a product of the position, for sure.
Chubb getting the second contract from the Browns was an outlier at the time. Saquon Barkley's new contract with the Philadelphia Eagles is an outlier. Derrick Henry's right. contract was an outlier.
Okay, but the difference there is, like, Saquon at least got the value of being the number 2 overall pick, right?
I understand that.
That's $40 million in your bank account on your rookie deal, whereas Nick Chubb, obviously, as you know, second round pick. Like, he had it set up. And what I think is going to go down in the history of football is the most interesting way to not make generational... I mean, it's a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. $37 million is an insane amount of money. But relative to how great he was and relative to his whole entire story and everything, most people would not expect only, and I use that in football terms, right. only $37 million. Because you had to be a second-round pick, late second-round pick, in order to not get that first-round money and the top 5 money that usually comes. And then you also had to be as great as he was to then have such a stretch... And it really was, if you look at his Browns career, that is 5 really good years
yeah.
to then get the injuries the way that he has and to have it fallen off. I mean, he's only played 10 games in the previous 2 seasons. Like, it is a masterclass in how to make the least amount of money while being as popular and as productive as he was.
I want to take a moment and go through, this is the Nick Chubb tribute right now. This is the resume that he put together with the Cleveland Browns. 4 consecutive Pro Bowl selections from 2019 to 22.
Mm-hmm.
Joining Hall of Famers Jim Brown and Leroy Kelly is the only Browns running backs to do that. 2022, he was a second team All-Pro.
Yeah, I was surprised it was only just 1 second team All-Pro. I don't know why in my mind I thought it was more than that.
4-time Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award winner for the Browns. Unfortunately, never really got legitimate national consideration for that award, and I kind of feel like he should. This is a guy that, remember, against the Houston Texans, could have run in easily for a touchdown, realized all he had to do was slide it down inside the 5. They could kneel it out, and no chance for Houston to win the game. Just unselfish. The guy never celebrated. Right. Never celebrated a first down, never celebrated a touchdown. His next celebration will be the first. Right. And just didn't get a whole lot of, recognition for that. Multiple time offensive player of the week. When you look at where he mm-hmm. ranks all time in Browns lore, he's right there with Jim Brown and Leroy Kelly.
Like, oh, yeah.
Numbers wise,
well, especially yards per carry, too.
He is, in my view, when you take a step back and you just look at the history of the Browns franchise, he is either the second or third best running back in franchise history. And it's not yeah. even close. And so I get the. I saw the comments on social media today. Everybody's mad at Andrew Berry, and I get it. But this was an unfortunate business decision that Andrew Berry made, and also too had to make a personnel decision. Like from Andrew, I don't want to speak for Andrew here, but I'm basically saying that Nick Chubb's production is not going to, from his standpoint, mm-hmm. does not match maybe what the market value is. And my hope is that Nick goes down to Houston and he just absolutely lights it up. And whether or not that...
Do you think that will happen?
I don't know. And I'm not ducking the question. I honestly don't know.
No, it's not ducking. We're just having a convo.
I know, but I don't know. I understand what he's coming off.
There's no part of me that would bet on him returning back to the form that he typically has, but Nick Chubb has just done too many remarkable things for me to
count
ever count him out.
Yeah. Right. You can't do it. So... But I don't know. I hope he does. I sincerely do. But the reality is they drafted 2 young kids. Whether or not that puts more pressure on them, certainly if Chubb lights it up in Houston and the kids don't do what they're expected to do or fans expect them to do, you know what your fall is going to be looking like.
All right, 216-474-0092. Did the Browns do Nick Chubb a favor here, or were they just looking out for themselves? If you're actually upset, I want to hear from you. 216-474-0092. We've had a long time to see this thing coming, but I do think it does hit people today because until you actually see it come through and you see what team he's playing for, it doesn't really become reality quite yet. Jonathan Beadle and Daryl Ryder with you guys right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.